From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Two Coptic Christian churches in Egypt were the targets of suicide bombing Sunday that killed at least 44 people and wounded dozens of others. The attack were claimed by Islamic State. Savannah Sabria was among the mourners attending a funeral procession late Sunday for some of the victims. She asked, "Where is the security?" Churches targeted were St. George and Tanta, north of Cairo, and St. Mark's Cathedral in Alexandria. Coptic Pope Tewodros had just been leading a mass there at the time of the blast, but escaped injury. President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, appearing on state television, declared a three-month state of emergency. Coptic Bishop Suriel of Melbourne, Australia, welcomed the heightened security measures.
This is the minimal that can be done because it's very clear that there is a type of ethnic cleansing by ISIS targeted towards Christians of the Middle East with a particular emphasis on the Copts of Egypt.
The blasts appear to have been timed for maximum impact as people gathered to mark Palm Sunday. Pope Francis, scheduled to visit Egypt later this month, denounced the bombings and expressed his deep condolences. Somalia's new army chief escaped harm Sunday, but at least 13 other people were killed following a car bomb blast that destroyed a minibus near a military base in the capital Mogadishu and claimed by the insurgency al-Shabaab. General Mohamed Ahmed Jamali had just been sworn into office and was traveling in a convoy with other military officials when the bomb was detonated. The blast came a week after President Mohamed Abdullahi Mohamed called on al-Shabaab fighters to surrender within 60 days in return for jobs and an education. This is VOA News.